My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2000. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. Yes, the week is winding down. And David Christmas is gleeful again this morning. So I love it. It makes the morning all the better and all the brighter. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern. And I tell you what, there's no better way to start your morning than with just sheer glee. Just finding that gratitude, that happiness, and that sense of peace, even in the midst of chaos, uncertainty, fear, all of the emotions that come in and that try to grab the joy of the day. And I'm telling you, if that's you this morning, just shake yourself loose and begin to speak those good, positive things out into the universe. And I guarantee you that when you put them out there, they'll come back in the form of positivity. And you know, sometimes the week can be hectic. And as I said, you know, certainly we are not beyond facing challenges because we have and we are, but we choose this day. We choose this day to be grateful, to be gleeful, and to be happy in spite of. That's right, in spite of the feelings that we may be having. So I hope that you'll take that to heart this morning as you're traveling in, getting your work day and your kids' school day started. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones, and now even pedestrians and people riding on bicycles. Now this morning as we were traveling in, the skies were beautiful and clear, and that's all the difference in the morning. It makes all the difference in the morning. You can see better and you just have greater vision. But as you can see better, that doesn't mean to drive faster. That means to stay engaged. I'm still seeing way too many people on mobile devices. And you know, I was sharing with you guys maybe 2 weeks ago that we got new cell phones. And when you get those new mobile devices, you have a tendency to kind of tinker with them a little bit more and you're not quite as familiar. Well, you know what? Not the right answer. Make sure that you're putting those mobile devices down. Make sure that you're staying engaged. And as I always talk about the traffic circle, a sister friend of mine said yesterday, you know how you always talk about it? And I said, yeah. She said somebody rammed into the back of me in the south traffic circle.
still way too many accidents in the South traffic circle. So we encourage you to please stay engaged. And I see people all the time that are multitasking in the morning, whether it is putting your makeup on, putting your mascara on. Let me tell you something, that just doesn't match. That doesn't match staying engaged. If you're doing it, just stop it. It is not going to look right. It's not going to be on point. Just wait until you get there, or just go without it if you've just waited too long to put it on. I mean, that's just tough in the morning. Make sure you're not sending out emails. And make sure, more than anything, that you are slowing through those school zones. Now, I'll tell you an interesting story. We were passing through school zones. You know how we remind you that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. pretty much everywhere in the country, depending on what, you know, what zone you're on. But 9 o'clock is pretty safe. Well, we want to make sure that you slow down through those school zones. Well, the other day as we were traveling through our great city, we passed through a school zone that didn't have any school zones. They didn't have any lights flashing. They didn't have any signs indicating that it was a school zone. And I'm going to tell you, it's in a really, really bad curve. And so even though there were no signs there, it doesn't give us the right not to slow down. Please help our school bus drivers, help our crossing guards, and help our kids that are standing at bus stops. When you do that, I'm going to tell you, the results are just exponential. It helps to keep everybody safe, including yourself. So just another fruit for thought this morning. It's 7:41. We're winding down the week. We hope that you have your momentum. But most importantly, we want you to stay on point. We've got an incredible show on point this morning. Got to get a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like
Singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, you can share today and shape tomorrow by simply phoning 318-484-2260. We want to thank all of our seniors age 55 years old and older who have already reached out to Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Listen, there's still an opportunity. There's still enough time for you to be the change maker or the difference maker in a young person's life. All you've got to do, once again, 318-484-2260. You can call the number. They'll tell you how you can volunteer and also how you can get paid for it. Our friends at Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Excuse me. For more information, their website is www.hicksonhasit.com. You can go to their website, click on 24/7. First Federal Bank of Louisiana is building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Avoyelles Parish. I'm getting my tea down this morning and trying to pull it together. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, switching gears this morning, you know, we've been talking about all the festivities around breast cancer and what we're doing to try to be the change that we want to see. Well, we want to take this opportunity to personally invite you to Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. They are sponsoring the second annual Breast Cancer Awareness Program, where I will be the guest speaker. DC and I will be there. It's going to be happening this Sunday, October the 27th at 8 a.m. And I'm telling you, it promises to be a wonderful, wonderful time. There's going to be special testimonies from women who are telling their life stories. And you know what? It's just an opportunity for us once again to come together and fellowship and talk about our fears, our hopes, and moving past breast cancer. You know, there are so many women in the church, and I have said this many, many times, that sit in silence, that sit in a secret shame that are not talking about breast cancer. And I read an article, and it said that a lot of women choose to keep their diagnosis a secret. And I think that it's different for each person, and we have to figure out what works best for each of us. But, you know, as we come together, as we are closing out Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we want to continue to talk about it. We want to continue to encourage those women, even those women who have chosen to sit silently on the sidelines and not say that they are breast cancer survivors or they're fighting or whatever it is. You know, we understand that each person has to make their own decision. But what we are most proud of is Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, their commitment to talking about breast cancer, their commitment to helping, and their commitment to opening up the doors for those women who want to say, yes, that's me, pray for me. You know, all too often in the church, we say to our church members and our friends and other men and women of God, pray for me. And that is so broad, and we never say what it is that we're praying for. And the word specifically tells us to be specific. And I think it is because we're not being specific, because we really still have not gotten past the stigma or the shame, or we don't want people to feel pity for us. Well, this is a time where we need prayer warriors to come together, and we need to pray, and we need to find out what are the best steps for each individual. And we know that each person has a different course of treatment and chooses a different course of treatment. But I think unless and until we can become more open, maybe not you personally, but just more open to the idea, we're going to continue to see not enough people of God coming together in show of support and solidarity for those women and even those small percentage of men who are sitting in the dark, sitting alone. And oftentimes we're sitting next to people and we have no idea that they are having physical challenges in their bodies because it is that well hidden. And so that's why we are so honored to join Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church and Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. on this Sunday at 8 a.m. And I want to say to every single person in and around of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas, we would love to have you come out, fellowship, get a word from God, and just come out and connect. And this is how we do it. We do it by putting our own self issues down, what we want, and we come out and we support others. We come out of the selfishness and we come out to support others. And anytime pastors in our community and churches in our community are creating programs, special programs for something like breast cancer, I don't know about you, but I certainly want to be a part of it. And I hope that you will too. Again, it is the second annual. It's happening this Sunday at 8 a.m. And for those of you that may not have ever visited Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, it's located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport. And I'm going to tell you, DC and I have gone back many times to Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, and it is a place where the doors are open. The church family is welcoming. And when you get there, you feel right at home. And so you don't have to worry about going to a place that you've never been. I know many of you have visited, and we saw many of you last year. You literally packed the house. And this time we hope it'll be even more packed. We hope it'll be standing room only. And we hope that people will come out and support this incredible movement, but not just women. We hope that men will come out in support of women. You know, women are always on the front lines of caring for everybody else. We are so guilty of taking care of others that we neglect ourselves. And this, men, is an opportunity for you to come out and say, I appreciate you. I applaud you. I thank you. And it's not just for women who have breast cancer. It's for all women. We come out to show our support and our love for each other. And I've said it so many times, and I hate to keep saying it, but it is just the bare bone fact that 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will be stricken with breast cancer. But what we understand is that through early detection, and I'm going to keep preaching it, early detection, having your mammogram every year if you're 40 years old and older, that is the difference maker. Not waiting until the disease has progressed to the point where there's nothing that we can do, nothing that the doctors can do. So this is why this church service, this movement, the second annual Breast Cancer Awareness Program at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church is so incredibly important. And you see, I was saying last year was absolutely amazing, and we have predicted, we have opened up our mouths and we have spoken that each year, each event would get bigger, it would get better, and it would be greater. And we speak the same words over this service, that it will be bigger, better, and greater.
Absolutely.
And DC, I was saying, and I know that you'll echo this, is that every time we have been in the house of Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, we have felt such love, and we have felt at home.
Absolutely, we have.
And that's what it's about. It's about people coming together. We invite you once again, October 27th. It's this Sunday at 8 a.m. We just want to see you. We want to love on you. We want to meet you. And we want to be together with you.
Absolutely, Carlette. And if you haven't gotten a chance to get into the October festivities that surrounds cancer and breast cancer and, you know, pinking things out, you know, this is an excellent opportunity for everyone around the Evolves Parish community to come out and show your support for those that you love, for those who have gone on, for those who will be afflicted with breast cancer. But, you know, the more we make people aware of it, and the more people get diagnosed earlier, the early detection is absolutely the key, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's programs such as this, and yes, we do want to give a big thank you and a big applause to Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church in Cottonport, Louisiana, and just to say thank you to Reverend Chris Augustine, his secretary, Miss Teresa Anderson,
mm-hmm.
and to the First Lady Rose
mm-hmm.
Augustine. You know, big ups to you guys. Thank y'all. It's an excellent program. This is the second annual, and we expect to do it every year.
Absolutely. And they're truly sent from heaven. And we give you guys a big old air hug, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday, this Sunday, October 27th at 8 a.m. And you know what? Don't let not having something pink deter you. We want to see your face at the church on this Sunday. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Rehide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rehide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians,
associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation
for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored to extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though. Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 2 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:02 Eastern. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and we're switching gears just a little bit this morning. And let me tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about marriages. And I have spoken to so many women that have said to me, have you ever wondered why some marriages work and others don't? Why some women and men go through some of the most turbulent changes and trials in marriage, and some stay and become happy and others leave. And it is a question that's just out there, and we hope that we'll be able to answer some of those questions this morning. But what we're talking about is we're talking about marriages, and it is really one of my heart's desires to see marriages revitalized. You know, there has been such an attack on marriages throughout the country, and statistics say that more than 50% of marriages end in divorce. And you know, as we look at not only marriages, we look at marriages in the body of Christ, and it is even higher in the church. And so that's sort of what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about marriages. And let me introduce you to our guest this morning. His name is Elliot Connie. He is a trainer. He's a public speaker. He's a psychotherapist. And he has literally helped thousands of couples and families move their lives away from their existing problems and move toward their desired futures. He is the author of The Solution-Focused Marriage, Five Simple Habits That Will Bring Out the Best in Your Relationship. Elliot, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
So, Elliot, as I read the book, and we were talking before we came on the air, I love the book, and I want to, first of all, talk about how the book was birthed in you.
You know, for me, it was really kind of simple. I had written two professional books. I had been working for several years as a marriage counselor in my office out here in Texas. And I started to notice that couples that were happy and had successful patterns in their relationships mm-hmm. had kind of habits in place. And to be perfectly honest, I just felt like I was being asked to tell people about it.
Wow.
So this was my first venture into writing a non-professional book, just to really let people know that this idea of having a really happy relationship is, like, we were born naturally wired to do it, and we just had to stay simple and we could do it.
And what I really love about the book is that you focus more on the solution and less on the problem. And for anybody that is experiencing any kind of challenges in marriage right now, that is a tough thing to do. Let's talk about how you move from the problem, because sometimes the problem can be so gargantuan that you never really get an opportunity or you never get the desire to want to look at the solution. Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, that's true. I think sometimes we accidentally focus on problems, and we do this in our relationships more than any place else in my observation.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you. We accidentally focus on the problem?
Accidentally, yes.
Okay.
We don't. Well, because if you really think about it, it doesn't make any sense. If we have a problem in our lives, our brain, something in our lives tell us we have to gain an understanding of the problem in order to solve it. But that really doesn't make any sense when you put it in a proper context. Like, for example, if I get in a taxi cab and the cab driver turns to me and says, "Where would you like to go?" I wouldn't say, "Not here," right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to tell the taxi cab driver where I want to go in order to get to a proper destination. But somehow, we end up giving instructions to our partner that are equivalent to "not here." Like,
mm-hmm.
we tell our partner how to not screw up a relationship with us instead of how to create a wonderful relationship with us. And that's really how you start shifting from problems to a solution orientation.
And so that, of course, is a mindset. And I think as I was reading the book, and it really does make sense to focus on what's good as opposed to what's bad. But I want to talk about those people before we get into the five habits. I want to talk to those people that are really, really going through challenges right now, Elliot,
yeah.
and they have really drifted and they see
right.
no real hope. They are just literally sharing space. How do we begin to bridge the gap?
You have to start by identifying what type of relationship you want to be in and what type of behaviors you want to see in your partner. And I think you use the optimum word, which is hope. There is never a situation where there is absolutely no hope. Just like there's no such thing as all good,
mm-hmm.
there's equally no such thing as all bad. So we have to start by noticing what is working, what is positive, and where is hope present, and start by identifying that and growing it, as opposed to trying to figure out the problem and removing it.
But don't you think that over time and over years, people have always focused on the problem? In other words, you hurt me. I was torn apart by your actions, whatever they were, whether it be infidelity, whether it be whatever. And they never really, and you start focusing so much on that, that you forget about the reason why you really loved that person.
Oh, sure. I think that over time we start taking for granted. I was talking to a couple just last night, and they were realizing that we've been married for 15 years, and that means for 365 days times 6 times 15 plus the leap years, they've been looking at each other's faces and forgot that they were beautiful.
Mm.
This husband said, "I've been staring at your face all this time, and I just forgot to tell you how beautiful you were. We end up forgetting the positive things and start focusing on only the negative. So eventually start feeling like there is no hope because it's all negative, when in essence it's not. We're just accidentally taking the positive for granted. So, and we have to give that attention and give language to that.
And so do you think that most couples that are in those situations where they have drifted, where there has become resentment, or resentment has become like the other person in the relationship, there's anger. Do couples like that need almost, Elliot, to have an intermediary to help them to find their way back?
I don't know if they need an intermediary. I think what they need more than anything is to remember the good things about each other. I think what they need more than anything is to remember that God didn't bring this person into your life to fight. He brought this person into your life to love them. And you have to figure out where that love is, because it's still there. We're just not really attending to it.
And so let's start by giving people some real simple habits and, you know, that really help to start the process.
Okay. So the first habit that I write about in my book is couples should have a goal for their relationship. So we should have conversations and be on the same page about what type of relationship we are constructing. In essence, we are co-constructing. Like, do we want to have a relationship where we have a big house, or do we want to live in the city, or do we want to retire early, or are we going to work through retirement, or do we want to travel? Like, we have to be aware, how many kids do we want? All of those things that pragmatically impact the decisions we make, we have to have language, dialogue, conversations about what we are constructing. And very often couples do not do this, and it leads later on to resentment being in place. It leads later on to somebody accidentally overcompensating for something that they really want. They end up not having it, and it turns into problems later. So very early in the conversation, or in the relationship, we have to be aware of what it is we're actually building. So the first thing is having a goal for your relationship.
And you know, I think you're right on point when you say a lot of people never did that. And then we sort of perpetrate almost a fraud, if you will. And then you look at your relationship maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, and there you are. So now you didn't create a plan. You didn't talk about what you really wanted, because everybody, it was still new. But now here you are, let's say 3 to 5 years in. Is it too late to create a plan? How do we start from there?
No, it is never too late to create a plan. When I was in graduate school, I read about a research study that says the number one thing that successful businesses do that separate them from non-successful businesses is they write down their plans. So it doesn't matter when you decide to do this. Obviously, the sooner the better, but it's never too late to start making right decisions.
And so you talk about, in the next chapter, you talk about taking credit for that honeymoon phase of the relationship. And I think that's a phase that we sort of all take for granted. You know, you just expect to be happy. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, and by honeymoon phase, I don't literally mean, you know, going on a honeymoon. But
sure.
I mean, early on in the relationship, there's this very positive, euphoric, very in love feeling where you just are as happy as you could be, and you couldn't imagine anything else. And if I ask couples what's making them so happy, they end up blaming supernatural things. Like, you know, Cupid shot me in the heart, or I find that the right person, anything that stuff. But the real truth is your skills and talents are combining quite well with another person's skills and talents and building this relationship. And we have to be aware of what's right with me and how is it mixing with what's right with you, so that we can learn about what's right with us. You know, there's an old Maya Angelou quote, if we know better, we do better. So we have to be aware of what's right about us. So later on, when challenges pop up, we're so aware of our strengths that we can use them.
You know, I love what you talked about in the book, using your talents and your skills. And I don't think that that's a concept that any of us really think about when it comes to our relationships, how to build them and how to make them better. Let's do this, Elliot. Let me get a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the solution-focused marriage, 5 simple habits that will bring out the best in your relationship. Stay on point, everybody. The official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunky.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
St. Matthew Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana invites you to a forum on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act this Thursday at 6 p.m. A director from AARP will provide an overview of key provisions of the law and resources to help individuals and families enroll. Find out how you're affected, how much you'll have to pay, whether you qualify for subsidies, and much more. St. Matthew Baptist Church is at 5606 Old Boyce Road. Bring your questions and get answers. And for more information, call 318-445-8634.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Wind Down Wednesday, 19 after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:19 Eastern. And this morning, if you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Elliot Connie. What an incredible book. It's called The Solution-Focused Marriage, Five Simple Habits That Will Bring Out the Best in Your Relationship. And I was telling Elliot how much I just really love the book. It's simple. It gives you simple instructions and ideas about how to make your relationship better. And during the break, Elliot and I were talking about those people that feel like they have exhausted every avenue. And they feel like, you know, because I think we're in a culture, Elliot, where society says now if you're not happy, then you need to get out. But you know, there is another rule of thought that says that, you know what, have you really done everything that you can do? And so for those people that say, I think it was the best thing for me, I think it's the healthiest thing for me to divorce, what do we say to those people?
Like I was saying, I don't know that I think everyone who gets a divorce has made the wrong choice. I hate to begrudge people for the choices they were making. But I will say this. As human beings, we tend to try to solve a problem the way that we think a problem should be solved. So what I mean by that is if we're presented with a problem, we will enact strategy A to fix the problem. Well, if that doesn't work, we will do A times 2. And if that doesn't work, we'll do A times 5. And if that doesn't work, we'll do A times 10. And we will get frustrated because strategy A is not working no matter how hard I apply it. And eventually say, well, because strategy A is not working no matter how hard I apply it, I need to end the relationship, when really the solution might have been 10% of B. But we never really think of B. And we have to be able to enact different strategies to have the outcome that we want most. And sometimes I say to couples, like, it doesn't really matter how often you've tried strategy A. Maybe if you tried B, divorce would not be on your mind.
And so a lot of people are saying, because it really does make you think about how to change your mind about somebody that you have grown not to like anymore. And I think that a lot of people are there. How do we change your mind?
Well, because you're paying attention to the parts of them that you don't like.
Right.
And the way you change your mind is to change what you're looking for. There's that old quote, if you want to change what you're seeing, change what you look at. So if I'm looking for the worst parts of my wife, then of course I'm going to like her less. I'm going to grow distant from her. I'm going to not enjoy dinners with her, dates with her, that sort of thing. But if I get back in touch with the parts of her that caused me to fall in love, then I have almost no choice but to become happier and more desirous of time and intimacy with her.
And so what's the first step in growing, regrowing that intimacy, that thing that you absolutely adored and loved about that person in the beginning?
The very first step, as simple as it might sound, is to rediscover where it still is in your relationship. I don't care if you've been together 30 years. That spark that created you guys falling in love is still there. Only now it's buried underneath resentment, negative feelings, 3 or 4 kids, mortgage payments, all that stuff. And you have to carve all of that away and rediscover where it is and give attention to it.
You know, Elliot, what I loved about the book is that it's so simple. And as I was reading it, I said, it's simple, but it's not easy.
No. No. In fact, that exact quote appears in my second book. That solution-focused ideas is simple, but not easy. Simple just means doesn't require a lot of steps.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's not hard.
And so with that said, I'm one of those just question-oriented people, and I feel like, you know, it's so easy, or it seems so simplistic, but there are going to be those people that under mounds and mounds of time and junk just can't find the light. You know, they can no longer find the light. And I guess this morning, more than anything, Elliot, I'd like to help people in relationships rediscover the light.
You know, I talk to people a lot about, like, I go speaking to large audiences of couples and things like that, and people are often talking to me about, you know, I just have no hope, and I'm so lost in this despair. And, you know, divorce is a lot harder than anything else I could ask you to go through. So if divorce is seen as that challenging, and it is that challenging, then why not just decide
to be happy with your partner first and see where that leads you. If this negative spiral of incidents have been challenging, then perhaps the solution is the exact opposite, just rediscovering your happiness in the actions that you and your partner take place in. And before you know it, your relationship is getting back to whatever it was in the very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't that, though, Elliot, take both people doing that? Like, so if one person, which most of the time, I think women are the fixers. We want to fix everything. But then when it comes to fixing, we probably also want to control some things. We want to control the outcome. But doesn't it take a collaborative effort from both people?
No, it does not.
Okay.
One person can come to marriage counseling and drastically impact their marriage, because it's almost like a dance. If we're both dancing, if I improve my dance skill, you get better at dancing, whether or not you went to dance lessons or not. It's just the way that relationships work. So if one person comes to marriage counseling interested in improving the marriage, and then they change their behavior within the marriage, then the marriage will serve better. Like, I can't be the same if you're different. My wife, while we've been on the phone, my wife went to work. If she goes to work and becomes different, then that difference is going to change me. I can't be the same if my partner is different. So if she goes to work and decides to become a better wife, and she comes home, I have almost no choice but to be a better husband.
Hmm. So you think that one person changing their actions and changing what they're doing, and I've said this a lot, now, when you try to change, especially if there has been a lot of contention, and the woman changes, or she begins to change, and she begins to love on her man, and she begins to encourage him, and she begins to stroke his ego and do all of the things that, you know, that you need to do, is he going to believe her? Is he going to be able to believe her?
He might not believe her, but he will still respond to it. So usually when we change, the first thought we have is, you're only changing because you know I want divorce. Or you're only changing because you know I'm thinking about ending a relationship. Or you're only changing in some sort of temporary fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Like eventually it's going to go back to the way it used to be. But if we keep it up, our brain says, this is good. I want this to continue. And we no longer really care why you're doing it. You're doing it. It's working. I want it to continue. And we get back positive thoughts.
Hmm. I think that's really, really interesting. And I think that there are a lot of people that are listening this morning that are sort of at those odds and trying to figure out what to do. And then with all of the other odds, you talk about intimacy in the book and how it can get neglected and how it's one of those things that when it's neglected, you really don't realize it. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, a relationship is... Your spousal relationship will be the easiest relationship in your life to neglect. It's the relationship in your life that has the lowest amount of immediate consequences. Like if you go to work today and refuse to do your job, by 5 p.m. you're going to be fired. If you refuse to start parenting, mm-hmm. by 12 p.m. you're going to be arrested. Like there are immediate consequences everywhere in life. But if I decide to be the worst husband ever today, then the consequences might not show up for years. So we have to maintain good habits that lead towards intimacy, that lead towards strength, that lead towards happiness. If we've noticed ourselves drifting away, then we have to start taking small incremental steps back towards intimacy, back towards romance, back towards seduction. And the likely outcome is intimacy, romance, and seduction. It's really, really simple. And it really is that simple.
Hey, everybody. We're joined by Elliot Connie. The book is called The Solution-Focused Marriage. Let me get a break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
St. Matthew Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana invites you to a forum on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act this Thursday at 6 p.m. A director from AARP will provide an overview of key provisions of the law and resources to help individuals and families enroll. Find out how you're affected, how much you'll have to pay, whether you qualify for subsidies, and much more. St. Matthew Baptist Church is at 5606 Old Boyce Road. Bring your questions and get answers. And for more information, call 318-445-8634.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo. new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Elliot Connie. His book is called The Solution-Focused Marriage, Five Simple Habits That Will Bring Out the Best in Your Relationship. Now, we have gone like way over time, but this is something that we feel like is really, or I feel like is really important for those couples that are having some challenges right now. And Elliot, you said that sometimes people in relationships are so entrenched in what they don't want that we forget to communicate what we do want. And an example of that would be is, I don't want to keep fighting. I don't want to keep going through the same things that we've been going through year in and year out. I just want to be happy. But you're saying that's not enough. Why?
I'm saying that's not enough because it's not specific enough and it's not present focused, meaning the presence of happiness. For example, in relationships, we are really, really good at being able to tell our partners what we don't want and what behaviors we want them to remove, and we're not really as good at telling them what we want instead. So if I say to my partner, I want to stop fighting, that really doesn't tell me what you'd like to be doing instead, and it doesn't tell me in specific terms what happiness looks like. But if I say, what would you rather be doing instead, and you said, well, I'd rather be happy, well, you have to give me specificity about how to create that happiness. We seem to think that if I tell my partner enough or often enough what I don't want, then they should be able to learn what I do want. But that makes as much sense as going out to dinner tonight and saying to the waiter, when the waiter asks you, what would you like for dinner, you saying, not a burger. It would take that waiter forever to figure out what you want for dinner based on your not answers. So we have to be able to give present-focused, specific answers in order to get behaviors from our partner that we're desirous of.
Now, that's a real deep thought this morning. That's another one of those things that's real, sounds real, real simple, but not easy. So specifically, give me an example of the couple that they've been fighting. They are at odds. They are estranged, but together. And so I'm the wife, and I say, I'm tired of this. But I really don't know how to articulate what I want, but I know that I want to be happy. So how do I articulate that? What words do I use to verbalize what I really want?
You know, that's such a good idea. When couples come into my office, I always start off by asking the question, what are your best hopes for being in our office, being in my office? And people will always give me a not answer, like I'm really not happy.
A not answer. Okay.
Right. They'll give me a not answer. I'm really not happy, and I'm just so tired of feeling like this.
Right.
And if I ask people, how would you rather be feeling, they look stunned by that question because it's so obvious. Like, I'd like to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, tell me how someone who's hanging out with you for the first time would know that you're happy. And then they start saying things like, I'd be smiling and laughing and I would feel loose again and I would enjoy my time with this person. And that's really what you want. So we have to get to that data. What does yourself, when you're happy, look like? And then people around you would know how to manifest it. They'd know how to help you create it. We don't get there by focusing on problems. We get there by focusing on happiness. Michael Jordan didn't learn how to play basketball by playing chess. He got good at playing basketball by practicing basketball. So if we want to get good at happiness, we have to practice happiness. We don't learn about it by practicing problems.
And so we do practice problems, and we do rehearse problems, the problems in the past. You did this. That's why I'm doing this. How do you get beyond that?
We absolutely do. I mean, we practice problems all the time. If I held up a mirror in front of almost anybody, the first thing they're going to do is look for blemishes and flaws in their body.
Mm-hmm.
We have to practice doing the exact opposites. You study solutions, you get better at solutions. You study happiness, you get better at happiness. You study problems, you become better at problems.
Hmm. And so, Elliot, the book, I've said it many, many times. I think it's just amazing. I think it's amazing for every couple, no matter where they are in their relationship. What do you want the takeaway, the most important takeaway from the book to be?
I would want people to take away from the book that happy marriages are a skill that has to be worked at and practiced. It's not something that's just going to inherently happen between one person and another. It's actually something that has to be worked on, developed, and honed. And if you do the work, if you have the habits, then you will have a happy marriage.
Wow. You know, it gives us something to really, really think about. And I believe that people are thinking just, you know, it really makes you say, where am I really? And have I given all of these not answers? And really, hopefully, establish in ourselves what it is that we really want, and to learn how to articulate that. For those people that want to connect with you, Elliot, give them your website and also tell them where they can get the book.
Sure. Well, you can find my information at two places on the internet. The first one is elliotspeaks.com, ElliotSpeaks.com. And you can find information about my the Solution Focused Marriage book and materials at thesolutionfocusedmarriage.com. And you can find the book just anywhere you can find the major booksellers. Barnes & Noble, it's also available on the Nook. Amazon, it's available on the Kindle. So anywhere you can find a book, you should be able to find this one.
Absolutely. Once again, the book is called The Solution-Focused Marriage, 5 Simple Habits That Will Bring Out the Best in Your Relationship. Elliot, we want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. All right, everybody. Hey, everybody. What a great conversation. Thanks again to Elliot, Connie. We've got to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this.
Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana. Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great
Heart Program.
Integrity.
Compassion.
The Healing Ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals?
We see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
St. Matthew Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana invites you to a forum on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act this Thursday at 6 p.m. A director from AARP will provide an overview of key provisions of the law and resources to help individuals and families enroll. Find out how you're affected, how much you'll have to pay, whether you qualify for subsidies, and much more. St. Matthew Baptist Church is at 5606 Old Boyce Road. Bring your questions and get answers. And for more information, call 318-445-8634.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
St. Matthew Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana invites you to a forum on understanding the Affordable Health Care Act this Thursday at 6 p.m. A director from AARP will provide an overview of key provisions of the law and resources to help individuals and families enroll. Find out how you're affected, how much you'll have to pay, whether you qualify for subsidies, and much more. St. Matthew Baptist Church is at 5606 Old Boyce Road. Bring your questions and get answers. And for more information, call 318-445-8634.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunky.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Wind Down Wednesday, and I know that you're almost there by now. And so while you're getting there, I just want to encourage you to get the book. It's called The Solution-Focused Marriage. And the reason why I liked the book so much is that it was really, really simple. It had great information. It was easy to read. And it really makes you think about your relationship no matter where you are in your relationship. If your relationship is really, really great or not so great, or it looks like it's ending, I believe that there's something in the book for you. And what I love is that the book wasn't an extremely long book. It's a really small book, but it's packed with information. And at the top of the segment, I ask the question that many people ask, why are some people able to get past the challenges, the hurts, the resentment, the anger of marriage, and go on to have successful relationships, and why others just say, you know what, enough is enough. And then what you'll do is you'll mix some scripture in there and you'll say, I know that this is not what God wants for me. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that there are some marriages that are just sick, that are challenged by the fact that there's abuse. And we're not talking about those relationships. We're talking about relationships that could be viable and that may have the opportunity to survive if you give yourself a chance. And that's why we wanted to have this conversation this morning. And I want to ask you, are you giving your relationship the chance that it deserves? And when you look at others and you know the challenges that they went through and you see that they've come back together in a partnership, in love, in compassion for each other, and they're making it work. To me, that speaks to possibility. And our relationship is certainly one of those relationships that has had its ebbs and its flows through the years. And so I have said this before, and I'll say it again, and Elliot actually mentions it in his book, that you really have to find that thing. You have to find what connected you in the beginning, what made you fall in love with that person in the beginning. It's still there beneath the hurt, beneath the pain, beneath the betrayal, whatever it is, it's still there. And sometimes we think if we can just move out of a situation and move into another situation, that it will make our lives better. And Elliot said something that I had never really thought about. We're so busy focusing on the problem that we never focus on the solution. And I think a great solution for people, DC, is to bring their spouse get a couple tickets for the pink party and start right
Help
there.
Somebody.
Help somebody.
Yeah. And hey, that's really a good way. That is really a good way to start dealing with your own stuff when you start to help others.
Absolutely.
You know, it takes you out of that gloom and doom that you're dealing with because mm-hmm. you start to feel sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Woe is me.
When you start to help others and you start to try to get involved in other people's situations, you start to see that your situation is not nearly as bad as you actually think it is.
Absolutely.
Or the enemy tries to make you, because that's how you could get a lot of people to destroy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
By getting into their heads and making them think. You know, and a lot of people who commit suicide, they really believe
mm-hmm.
that long-term solution is good for the short-term problem that they're having, and it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to press through and get through the rough times, and it'll get better. It always gets better.
And I ask you, DC, and I know we're running out of time, but do you know why, in the course of all the years and the challenges that we went through, and every marriage is going to go through challenges, but how we sort of made that decision, or was it a really verbal decision that we said, okay, we're going to stay together, we're going to make it work? You know, why some people just say, okay, we're not going to quit.
Well, we did verbalize it, but I mean, you know, I don't think it was all that. I think it was the grace that God had on us.
Mm-hmm.
And because we didn't have enough sense to know any better. But, you know, and as we look at it now, we know that it was God. You know, mm-hmm. we know unequivocally that it was God that gave us what we needed to have to go through what we went through to get to where we are right now
mm-hmm.
in our relationship.
And Elliot talks about the dating.
Actually, yesterday marked 31 years that we actually been in a relationship together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we were just really grateful for that. That was like the day that we started going together, what
yeah,
they used
October
to call going together.
They go together.
They go together.
They go together. They hey, those two right there, they go together.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's old school. He talks about in the book, you know, dating and continuing to date, but not just the physical aspect of dating, but the mentality of dating. And so this is what I think that,
right.
what, tell me.
No.
Okay. And so this is what I think. I think when you hear those songs that you're going to hear at the pink party that really take you back, they take you back to the past and they make you say, yeah, this is when we were having fun. This is when we were carefree. This is how we did it back in the day of going together and house parties and record hops. And you get that feeling again of, yeah, this is when everything was good.
Yeah.
Remember this song? Does it, like, take you back? Where everybody just had the music made you feel like you just wanted to be in love. It just did. I love it. This morning, we want to take you back, blast from the past, and we want to invoke something in you that makes you say, you know what? That's my man. Or that's my girl.
That's my little lady.
That's my little lady. You're a mess. And it just takes something that simple to take you back. And you start right there. And you know
all
what?
The fellas call the girls the little lady.
Yeah.
That's my little lady.
Back in the day.
Hey, be careful, man. Don't step on my little lady. Tell me. I don't want to have to get up in you.
And so you can still do that today. And I hope that
I'm not that happy this morning. I didn't get here early enough. I just need to be a little bit early.
You're a mess. Hey, y'all.
Yeah, a little early tomorrow.
It is always our great pleasure to spend our mornings with us. We hope it's the best part of your morning as it is for us. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. We greatly appreciate it. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget, love yourself. I'm going to say this. Love the one you're with. And don't forget that God loves you both even more than that. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you. It starts unequivocally with you. And it starts with me. And when you really take that seriously, it means something. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Thank you guys so much. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We enjoyed you on this wind down Wednesday. And guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day, everybody.
Early Thursday morning.
Early Thursday morning. Have a great day, everybody.